Thursday night, December 8th. After losing their battle in court to stay in Dewey Square, Mayor Menino gave the occupiers a midnight deadline to vacate the park or face consequences. After seeing the heavy police tactics in other cities around the country, I thought I was going to be covering an ugly, angry confrontation. Instead, I found an atmosphere that more resembled Mardi Gras. Hundreds, in fact thousands of people turned out to show their support for the Occupy movement. The Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society brass band from Somerville came down to pep up the crowd, and people were literally dancing in the streets. There was a police presence for sure, but minimal compared to other Occupy sites around the country, and they were not dressed in riot gear. Clearly, from a police perspective, they were not looking for a confrontation. This was a welcome sight for occupiers and their supporters. There were helicopters overhead, and every TV station in town broadcast live from the site for several hours. Many of the occupiers agreed amongst themselves to disassemble camp, and by the time I arrived at 11:30, most of the large community tents were gone. The military-style food tent and library had been packed up and loaded into a moving truck. There were still at least half of the personal tents scattered throughout the site. I spoke with many people, including the percussionist from the Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society brass band.
Pretty festive mood for getting an eviction notice.
We got a party.
So the spirit of
you're doing that. That's final. Sure. Yeah. So what's the next move from here?
I don't really know. But build from what we planted of like making awareness of the problems that are not being heard and building community, like keep on making links. And you know, look at all, I met so many people here, like across class, across race. I feel like conversations are starting that are just really fertile, and I feel hopeful that they're going to go to a good place and we're going to keep on working on it.
Yeah, the occupation has inspired a lot of people in this country.
I believe that. It inspired me to keep on working at it.
Well, thank you for keeping on working at it here.
Sure. Thank you for being out here.
Thank you.
The legal aid tent was being disassembled just at midnight. I spoke to Ursula Marcy Latos, executive director of the Massachusetts chapter of the National Lawyers Guild. I asked her how she felt about people partying over the eviction notice.
Yes, because, you know, there is nothing else that we can do. I mean, like, the different option is just to sit down and cry. We don't want to do that. I mean, we know that everything is on our side, and history will show that we are on the right side, and we cannot be depressed just because the system is being used by those in power in the way that how they always use it against the people. So we are not surprised. We are, disappointed that we always lose whenever we go to court, whenever we try to use the system that is being put in place, but we are not surprised because the system is created by those in power against us.
You haven't lost. You've touched a nerve that's spread all across the world.
That's what I'm saying. We haven't lost. That's why we have this festivity. And I think it's great that we are celebrating our strength, we are celebrating our power, we are celebrating our vision of the world. And I think it's great that we are approaching as we are approaching. And when the cops move in, they will face a group of people who know that what they've been doing is right. And we are on the right side. And hopefully they realize that. And if they are they put us in jail, they put us in jail. And we'll be fighting.
This is what democracy looks like.
As midnight came and went, the police made no attempt to move in. They seemed content at letting the occupiers have their last hurrah in the square, as there was obvious movement towards packing up in between all the dancing. They didn't even try to prevent the protesters from carrying it out into the streets, effectively shutting down Atlantic Avenue for several hours. One of the supporters, Marion, from Salisbury Beach, had a sign saying, "You can't evict an idea whose time has come."
This is what democracy looks like!
I like your sign.
Thank you.
Have you been occupying or just been supporting?
I haven't been camping here, but I come in at least twice a week.
How do you feel about the eviction?
How do I feel about the eviction? It's all good.
It's all good?
It's all good, sure.
You feel that they've accomplished raising consciousness?
I believe so. Look at all the consciousness that's here. I mean, isn't that evidence?
I think so.
And look at this. I mean, I've been here on Thursday night before. There's not traffic like this at 11:45. Come on. These people are cruising around and around.
Because they're curious, yep.
Yeah, and this occupying of Dewey Square was just a tactic anyway, so.
So where do we go from here? What's the next step?
I really don't know. There'll be one, though. I mean, there'll be a general assembly tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Boston Common at the, what do you call it, bandstand. So we'll find out then.
Excellent.
Why I'm here to fight for the freedoms of the 99%.
Are you willing to get arrested tonight?
Am I going to get arrested tonight? Hopefully not. I hope nobody gets arrested tonight.
Well, some people seem to be very festive. It's like a, you know, a brass band playing at the head of the square here, and people seem to be partying and dancing.
It's almost like Mardi Gras. You know what I think we're going to do here? I think we're going to set history in a different way tonight. Look around you. Look at what's happening. Is this a group of hooligans? This is America. That's what this is all about. God bless America, and God bless the 99%.
Patrick Wilson, one of the occupiers who vacated the premises in Dewey Square on Thursday night. There were two arrests late in the evening when two occupiers moved their tent into the street. The police asked that they remove it, and when they refused, they were arrested. They were handcuffed and led away, not beaten or pepper sprayed. Other than that, there were no other police actions on this evening. The Occupy movement lives on. Most occupiers felt they did not need to battle for a continued physical encampment, but rather focus on the original goal of economic and democratic justice for the 99%. Yet about 35 people chose to continue camping at the site, and they were arrested early Saturday morning. After these arrests, Occupy Boston posted the following on their website. Quote, Boston's occupiers will persist in rejecting a world created by and for the 1%. We might have been evicted, but we shall not be moved. We will continue to challenge Wall Street's occupation of our government. Unquote. For the Boston Community Reporters Project, I am Chuck Brezina.